فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
What has happened to you that you have two minds about the hypocrites, even though Allah has reverted them owing to the sins that they earned? Do you want to lead those to the right way whom Allah let go astray? And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can never find a way.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
They wish that you should disbelieve just as they disbelieved, so that you may all be alike. Do not, therefore, take allies from them until they emigrate in the way of Allah. But if they turn their backs on emigration, seize them and slay them wherever you come upon them. Take none of them for your ally or helper. Seize them and slay them wherever you come upon them. This is the verdict on those hypocrites who claim to be believers, but also in fact had their affinities with the belligerent non-Muslim nation. They were the ones who actually participated in acts of hostility against the Islamic State.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ أَوْ جَاءُوكُمْ حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ فَإِنِ اعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا.
Unless it be such of them who seek refuge with the people who are joined with you by a covenant, or those who come to you because their hearts shrink from fighting, either against you or against their own people. Had Allah so willed, He would certainly have given them power over you, and they would have fought against you. If they leave you alone and do not fight against you and offer you peace, then Allah does not permit you to harm them, who are joined with you by a covenant.
The exception here does not relate to the injunction that they should not be taken as friends and supporters. It rather relates to the injunction that the believers should seize and slay them. What is meant is that if a hypocrite takes shelter among an unbelieving people with whom the Muslims have an agreement, he should not be pursued into that territory.
ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا.
You will also find others who wish to be secure from you and secure from their people, but who, whenever they have any opportunity to cause mischief, plunge into it headlong. If such people neither leave you alone, nor offer you peace, nor restrain their hands from hurting you, seize them and slay them wherever you come upon them. It is against these that we have granted you a clear sanction.